Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan on the AM side, 105.1 FM. And of course, you can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Listen to us wherever you may be with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. Running the three-man show today, it's Bish Bucks, EB, and JP. But joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, it's Commanders insider John Keim, who's probably had to write a ton of articles for ESPN.com about all the activity this week.
Oh, he's doing new podcasts every day.
John, is this more than what you expected from Adam Peters? We put up a Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, and people are more impressed by Adam Peters from what they've done this week than expected. How about you?
Well, I knew that what I kept saying was active, but not big splashes. And so I think that's followed suit. But it's been a little bit more, just a few more activity or signings than maybe I thought there might be, because it's kind of like you turn around and there's another one. But I knew they would be active. I just didn't know how active.
Which one is the most surprising? To me, honestly, just on the face of it, it was probably the Eckler deal. They didn't give him much money. I don't know. Any of them surprise you?
Surprise? I think maybe a guy like Bobby Wagner. Only from the standpoint that, you know, prior to this, like, he would never have come here. And I know people in the past, like, oh, they got to go get him. Well, he wasn't coming here. There was no reason for him to come. He wanted to go play for a contender or stay on the West Coast. That was always my understanding. But you get, you know, he knows Dan Quinn, he knows Ken Norton, and now he's here. And so I think It's a mild surprise only because of what I just said. It's not surprising because of the relationships he has with these guys, with these coaches. And I don't know what his other options were, but I think the relationships here mattered. So that one may have been a little bit of a surprise. But the rest of them, Eckler, again, Anthony Lynn. So I think the surprise for me was not him signing, was them going to get him. I thought they might go that route in the draft.
Exactly.
But so that's what I, you know, and I know, I mean, he's not the same guy that he was, which is why he was available and was a one-year deal, but he still can be productive. So, you know, that's why I say that. I thought they might go draft at that spot.
Do you
but
think?
Again, then, having said that,
they still could.
They still could, and you also still want an experienced third down back, and that's
right.
What he is. So, like, so it makes sense. But yeah.
Do you think that they're doing this? JP keeps arguing that they're doing this with the mindset that, hey, we could turn this around in 1 year like the Texans did.
I don't see it that way, and I think what this has suggested to me is like when you look at the deals, they're not long, these long-term deals. I don't know that they're – I haven't heard anybody say that. Mm-hmm. And every time I've talked to people over there just to casually, it's always – they understand where the roster was at. So to me, what these moves signal is a couple things. One, get some veterans in here like Wagner, like Zach Ertz, like an Eckler, who work a certain way and establish a tone, identity, a culture for your franchise in what you and how you want things to be. So I think, and they 1 year deals, right? And then some of the other guys are not getting big long-term deals, but they didn't get the big, big splashes. But I also, it also suggests still wanting to build through the draft. Like, I feel like these were responsible signings, and it still, you're not jeopardizing the future with bad contracts. So you can still build the way you want. So we can turn around. And I don't even know that the Texans thought they could do that.
I think EB's mischaracterizing what I'm saying. I'm not saying that is their goal. I'm just saying winning is not precluded.
No, I would agree with that. Yeah, I don't think, like, nobody wants to go in there thinking you're not going to be a good team.
Right.
I think every team goes out there and convinces themselves, like, hey, if this goes right, I think they have an idea of what level they're at.
Yeah, they're not mortgaging the future for a one-year turnaround. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is combination of better coaching, improved talent, last place schedule, I would not preclude them from having a significant jump. I'm not saying necessarily the Texans, but look at the Colts. Look at the Broncos last year. Their teams. Go back to the Giants the year before.
Teams
make a jump, and Dan Quinn and the staff, they're going to take this talent, and they're going to try and win as many games as possible, and I would not be stunned. Kind of depends on what happens in the draft, but I would not be stunned if there is a 4 or 5-win jump.
Oh, it wouldn't stun me either, and because the way the NFL is, you just don't know. And then injuries, and then what we also have to see is, whichever quarterback they draft, what's the impact?
Yes.
And because, like,
it's the biggest factor.
Stroud, right. And CJ Stroud's impact was massive. So, but yeah, I would agree with that. I think it usually when you're going to hear stuff about the roster, you're going to probably hear it not as much on the coach's side. I mean, I know they would say, but when coaches get competitive, so you think, hey, if this goes right, we can do this. Mm. And so, yeah, I don't think they're going to certainly punt on the season. But, you know, because you're right. Like, here's so some of the things on defense. I mean, it was a 32nd ranked defense. Terrible. But you look at if you're the coaches, you're going to say, okay, you got this chess piece, and this is how we use them. It's going to be better. And so you're going to start, like, you're going to be better defensively because of that. You're going to be better offensively because of X. And so, yeah, you could see, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if they doubled their win total. I mean, it was brutal last year.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, I mean, if you get the 8 wins, that's a pretty damn good job. All right, let's talk about the Hal deal. Clearly, Hal was not in their future plans. I was just kind of surprised that they got a third rounder. I know they swap picks, but they get the better of the picks in the rounds. And now they've got 3 third rounders, 6 picks in the top 100. Maybe they move a couple of those and go up. Who knows? We'll see. But I thought that was a good deal.
Yeah, listen, it was a necessary deal. He wasn't going to stay here. The one thing you'd hear and the one thing I wondered is how long would they let it go, because you didn't have to do anything if you didn't want to. You know, if they didn't get an offer they liked, you could have held on to him to the draft and see where it went. And if you don't get it there, you could have held on to him till August, see where it was. The only problem is in doing that is that it creates a storyline in your first season that you really don't want. And so, yeah, no, it's a good move for Sam too. I think he's going to, you know, to go somewhere where you have a chance to be a backup behind a veteran quarterback. Whereas here you clearly weren't in the future, you know, even if they had kept him, they're still focused on the rookie. So, and for their sake, they got more. I mean, they moved up in 2 rounds, essentially. And so you get 2 better picks out of this. That's good. And you now have more. I mean, the sweet spot for there's good depth in this draft. So to have 6 picks in the top 100 this year is significant. Mm-hmm. And this is where I go back to the free agency moves. Like, you're filling in holes here. And now look at, like, they still need things, but they don't have to get a defensive end in one of those picks. Now, I would recommend it if you want, but you don't have to do this. You don't, you know, the spots you still have to address are tackle and corner, But tackle now, you can move up into the first round. Good depth of tackle. But, you know, so if you stayed in the second, you could get it, but you can move up now. And that's where they bought themselves more flexibility, or they got themselves more flexibility.
So what positions do you think they most still need to address?
Well, obviously tackle, because you don't have one, and then corner. Yeah, I think you've got to address those spots.
When you said you don't have one, what actually do they have under contract on the roster at tackle?
Well, they have Wiley.
At tackle?
Well, Wiley. Yeah. You don't have a starting tackle, and that's all that made. Cornelius Lucas is still a free agent.
I brought up the kid they drafted last year. Daniels was a fourth-round pick.
He's not going to be a starter.
He was out all year. I'm not saying he's going to be a starter. Is he still on the roster?
Yes.
He is still here. They need a tackle.
Yes, they do.
Is he awful?
Will you tell? I was telling
him. He's a backup.
He's still here. They need a tackle. I will say, and I don't want to make, but he did not show that he could be a starter in year two.
Right.
And he was hurt, but in training camp, he did not show that. So I think he's a long-term project. So you cannot go into camp thinking that he could be your guy. I think you have to get a tackle, and he could also be a guy that eventually shifts to guard, but you cannot go in there thinking that he could elevate, like, based off what we saw last year. It's just that he did not look like he was close.
Yeah.
They need a tackle, need a corner.
JK, are you surprised they didn't try and keep Fuller or Curl?
Curl, not. I once they got to free agency, he was gone.
He didn't get a lot of money.
They didn't get a ton of money though, either of them.
No, he did. No, he did not. And it's funny because last week I talked to someone who really, really likes him, and other people too, but one person in particular, and that's what he pegged him as, in the 6 to 8 range. And I think there was this perception or belief a year ago. I remember talking to people, some people are like, oh, he could get $13 million and this and that. And I almost wonder, you know, that it's going to maybe things were planted inside of, I don't know what he thought he would get.
Right.
But they're certainly, you know, they liked him. But clearly when you're going this route, they were definitely disagreed on the financial aspect of it. And I also thought, like, once you started releasing some of these safeties, it was going to be tough for him to get what he felt he might want or warrant. You know, Jordan Poyer, I mean, guys, Justin Simmons out there. And also the part, like, Cam is a good safety and he's got versatility, but the knock has been he doesn't make big plays, and guys who make big plays get paid a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So they re-signed Efe Obada yesterday. I like that. He's shown flashes. They re-signed Jeremy Reeves. Everybody loves that. That story, how well he contributes to the team on special teams, et cetera. We love what Jamison Crowder did in a limited opportunity to return last year. You know, he showed he still has some life left. Are there any other of their own guys that you would expect them to come to some sort of agreement with?
The one I was wondering about was Cornelius Lucas, because he's been a good backup.
Right.
And again, I think, you know, a few days ago, I thought maybe there was a shot. I'm not sure where that is at right now. But he would have been one of the other ones. So I really didn't expect a lot. You brought up Kendall Fuller. Like, I think Kendall can still play. I think the hard part with him, he was 29 and he's had some knee issues that he's dealt with for a long time and played well with them for a long time. But when you start to get older, you just wonder, but the guy is a smart player and knows how to play.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas is the one that I'm kind of wondering about now, because again, I think there was a chance, but it hasn't happened.
And, what about other free agent targets that they could still grab? Anybody of note beyond just like sort of a body? Anybody that would be interesting?
I don't know that there's anybody of note. I think, I don't know because they're gonna sign a corner at some point, and
they're gonna have to sign some tackles.
They have to get a tackle too. But I also think they're gonna draft one.
I
think to me it's smarter to draft one just because of the cost involved to get a quality one. So I'd rather, if you're gonna get a guy that's, you know, at this point, if you're not getting a top guy, then you may as well just draft one.
But you need depth, John, right? We just don't have depth.
You absolutely, yes. I think for depth, you're going to sign. You have to sign somebody. That's why I say like Lucas would make sense in that regard.
Yeah.
It's just that it hasn't happened. But you do need a guy like that. You need a veteran. I would want a veteran swing tackle who can help out. And you know, I mean, there's so much. Like talent is really good, right? You want talent, but experience matters so much in this league. And I just remember watching, like, you know, standing on the sidelines, listening to conversations as guys come off the field, especially offensive linemen, and the things that they have to pay attention to and how experience helps. So, you know, I think, yes, I would want an experienced swing tackle for sure.
JK, do you have a vibe? It's probably purely a guess on your end, but you talk to people over there in Ashburn. Do you have a vibe on what quarterback they're really targeting it to?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It depends on who you talk to.
Oh, okay.
Because I do think there's going to be some who are going to favor. Listen, I think the public discourse on May and Daniels is probably similar to what might be going on somewhere in buildings because – you know, if you like Jaden Daniels, you're going to see X, Y, and Z. If you like Drake May, you're going to see ABC, and you're going to ignore some other things. But the thing I keep coming back to now is, like, defensive coaches hate facing guys like Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. They just do. And, you know, I think the thing that you have to look at with him is how he has elevated his game and why. Why has he done that? And I think it's, you know, just a maturation of understanding what he needs to do and where can he then take it as he continues to do that. That's the question. And I think for May, the question is, like, you know, there are definitely times he misses layups. And does that change in the NFL? Typically not. But he's got the size and he does, like, you watch some of his tape and there are definitely Sunday plays where messy pocket, you know, have to slide, have to reset, have to get over the middle. You see that, I tend to go back to defensive coaches hate to face guys like Jaden Daniels, but that's trying to read tea leaves. But the one thing I'll say with this group too is, and you saw it during the coach search, they're very patient with their process, and there's no reason to you know, I talked to somebody who's very close to Adam Peters, and he's like, I have no idea what he wants to do.
Right.
He won't give me anything.
Won't tell him.
Let me ask you this, John. Yeah. When he was there, do you guys know what his role was in the drafting of Lance? And this is not to indict him on anything, but it's just like maybe he is enamored with that skill set and wants another crack at it, or maybe he feels burned by it. Like, I wonder how that affects him.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because even talking to people, I talked to people who, you know, I talked to our ESPN reporter out there who's very tied in. He's like, he doesn't really know what it was. I would say, like, Adam Peters is not making the decision on that. You're not going to make a trade up for a guy like that unless the coach and the GM, John Lynch, are on board, period. Mm-hmm. But the difference is, to be honest, I didn't think Trey Lance was any good.
I didn't either, like, coming out.
I think, like, Jaden Daniels is 10 times better than Trey Lance.
Yes.
I mean, Trey Lance was a promise. And, like, you'd watch him, and it's like, this is – he's inaccurate. And, like, his highlights – he's a big guy who's running over guys at that level, but that's not going to fly in the NFL. So Jaden Daniels is a different dude. So if they go for him, it's not because of the style. I mean, well, let me say this. In part, it could be because of style, because you want guys who are that mobile. But Jaden Daniels is far less of a risk than Lance. And the other thing is they traded up for Lance. That's what I didn't understand.
Yep. They botched that one, man. That's just a big swing and a miss.
And here's the thing. So this is where you need to get to. And if you're – this is why these draft picks are important, because they botched that trade and they made it to the Super Bowl a couple years later.
Right.
I mean, because you had the roster, because you built – like they built through the draft so well that they could withstand a massive mistake like that.
Right. And then going out and getting Trent Williams and McCaffrey were huge.
Correct. And then you identify a QB in the later rounds that you think has a chance to develop. Clearly you didn't know he'd be this good, but you think he has a chance to develop in your system, and you make a smart move. That's why, to me, like, I'm going, you know, you go quarterback at number two, and next year I'm taking another guy later in the draft. Just because.
Just in case.
John, we got to run. Great stuff as always.
All right, guys. All right.
John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.